saw it coming, I didn't have a clue. You took me by surprise, that ain't easy to do. You covered me in your tears, then hung me out to dry, dry, dry. I never thought you'd leave me, baby, leave me behind with an axe to grind. I never thought you'd run into another man's arms. I never thought you'd love him and fall for his charms. Now you cover him in kisses. Leave me behind with an axe to grind. I got 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 an axe to grind. I never thought you'd leave me, baby. Leave me behind with an axe. Give you credit, you withdrew all you could get. I'm here to tell you, baby, it ain't over yet. I got an axe to grind. I got an axe to grind. I never thought you'd leave me, baby, leave me behind with an axe to grind.
Only picture, but I know I wasn't made that way. When they raised the plastic chalice and offered that Kool-Aid, son, daughter, don't drink red water.
Closing out that set from their just released Money Ain't Time, recorded in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin in 2019, we had New York City's Hallie DeVestrin Band with Boyle. Before that, from his 2015 release, Like Elway, we had Ontario's Lee Palmer with Axe to Grind. Lee passed away 2 years ago Monday, April 26, 2019, after a long battle with heart disease and diabetes at 65. A gifted singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Lee performed for over 30 years before releasing his debut album, One Take, live at Canterbury in 2012. Mixing blues, country, and Americana, he released four more albums over the next 6 years, recording and playing with the likes of Rollie Platt, Alec Cross, Ian McNally, Turner King, Alec Fraser, and Kevin Bright. His last studio album, Horns and Harps, was released in 2018. And I got that set started off with George's Eddie Ninevolt and Don't Test Me from his 2019 debut, Left My Soul in Memphis. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Starting off this set from their new release, You Can't Fall Off the Floor, this is the Wildcat O'Halloran Band with their cover of Johnny Copeland's Devil's Hand.
I woke up early in the morning and watched the devil play his hand. I woke up early in the morning and watched the devil play his hand. You know he wrecked my life just like a hurricane. When you're playing with the devil, you know you're playing a losing hand. When you're playing with the devil, you know you're playing a losing hand. Cause cheating is all that the devil understands. Mistake, thought the devil wouldn't come by here. Believe me when I tell y'all, the devil is everywhere. Woke up early in the morning and watched the devil play his hand. You know he wrecked my life just like a hurricane.
I'm playing you guys some songs off my new record. This song's called Vintage Machine.
One, two, in Las Vegas.
Closing out that set, recorded live at the Austin City Limits in 2020, we had Austin's Jackie Venson with Vintage Machine. And I got that set started off with the Wildcat O'Halloran Band and their cover of Johnny Copeland's Devil's Hand from their new release, You Can't Fall Off the Floor. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the founder of the Delta Blues, the legendary Charlie Patton, died 87 years ago Wednesday, April 28, 1934. Generally considered to be born in 1891, 130 years ago, Patton's birth date has been lost to history, and in a Shakespeare-like fashion is usually listed as April 28th as well. During his brief lifetime, the music Patton created, featuring his rough, booming voice, driving rhythms, and slick slide guitar work, came to define what we now know as Delta Blues. Born in Edwards, Mississippi, Charlie Patton was one of the most popular performers of the 20s and 30s, performing ragtime, hillbilly music, gospel, ballads, and blues, depending on what the audience at the time wanted to hear, and was known for the showmanship that T-Bone Walker, Guitar Slim, and eventually Jimi Hendrix would later adopt. Local up-and-comer Sunhouse, John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, and Robert Johnson adopted Patton's approach, and their music went on to inspire virtually every other blues musician since. Charlie Patton made his first recordings for Paramount on June 14, 1929 in Richmond, Indiana, recording an unprecedented 14 tracks that day, and would record another 50 or so songs, usually solo, but at times with Willie Brown, Henry Lee Sims, or Bertha Lee accompanying him over the next 5 years before his death. And while they never recorded together, it was Patton who brought Sunhouse to Paramount's attention. Unfortunately for music lovers and historians, Patton's original master discs were destroyed, and mostly beat-up Paramount Shellac 78s are the only source of his existing songs, although several labels have tried over the years to clean up their sounds with varying degrees of success. Charlie Patton was an inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has two albums and two singles inducted, and was nominated for one Blues Music Award. Starting things off, from his first recording session in 1929, this is Charlie Patton with A Spoonful Blues.
I'm about to go to jail about this spoonful.
Did women going crazy every day they lie about?
Will you kill a man, baby?
Yes, I will. Did about I'm a fool about my. Don't take me long to get my.
Dead about
Yeah, baby, you know I ain't long. Bye bye now.
So all I want,
maybe this decision,
is I go to bed, you don't want to fight better.
Look at your baby, would you slap me? Yes, I will.
Dead about kill a man.
Yes, I will. You know I'll kill.
Just about a for to remain.
That you see it.
Fool about it.
You know, baby, I need
that old baby.
I want to hit the gym with her.
But
baby, you won't quit me?
Yeah, huh? Just about a.
Baby, I'm leaving town.
Get better. Baby,
you know I need
better.
Don't make me mad, baby.
But I want my.
Look at your heart.
I need that.
Closing out a set featuring the music of the legendary Charlie Patton. From his last recording session in New York City in 1934, we had Stone Pony Blues. And from his first recording session in 1929, we had A Spoonful Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, one of Canada's most celebrated blues artists, Susie Vinnick, celebrated her birthday on Monday. She was born April 26th in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Susie's been nominated for 3 Juno Awards and was awarded the CBC Saturday Night Blues Great Canadian Blues Award in 2012, and the same year was named the SiriusXM Blues Artist of the Year. In 2013, she was a finalist at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis in the solo/duo category. Susie's also been nominated for 20 Maple Blues Awards, winning 10 times, including 6 times for Female Vocalist of the Year. From her 2018 release, Shake the Love Around, this is Ontario's Susie Vinnick with Watch Me.